Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. Today we are here with the 27 Lux Film Prize ambassadors, each representing one European country under the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. And right now I'm joined by Daniel Morawitz, who is the Austrian ambassador for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. Welcome to Fred, Daniel.
Hey,
thank
hello.
You for being with
Very
us.
Very happy to be here. Thank you.
Daniel, first of all, how did you apply for this European project? How and why?
All right, so I work for the Stadtkino in Vienna, which is like one of the art house cinemas there. Mm-hmm. It's an independent cinema, and they were recruiting people for this year's edition of 27 Times mm-hmm. Cinema. I saw it on Instagram, totally by chance. And,
okay, so a social network.
Social network, okay. Exactly. And I was like very interested in that. I was like mm-hmm. reading through it. It seemed very promising. And I just filed out the formula and just sent it to the Stadtkino. Mm-hmm. And they said like, we're going to take all the applications and send them to the European cinemas, okay. And they will select.
Okay, so,
yeah,
that's great then.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Daniel, what does this opportunity mean to you?
Well, I think it means a lot of things for me personally, as someone who wants to work in the cinema business and wants to be actually a filmmaker. I think it's really important to get a closer look into the whole festival mm-hmm. and to know behind what's happening behind the curtains. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity for young people like ourselves mm-hmm. to really explore this kind of mm-hmm. Cinema world, basically. Like, we have a festival in Vienna, it's called the Viennale, but it's by no way as big as something like this. Mm-hmm. And also to get to chat with people from Europe
from different countries
that have the same interests,
different perspectives,
yeah. Different cultures, and like all these movies and workshops. And it's, for me personally, it was a huge learning factor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know that you would love to work as a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the interesting thing that I read is that this has been your goal since you first learned what a director does.
Yes.
Quoting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Daniel, when and how did you discover what a director does? What do you mean?
Good question, yeah. I think like when I started watching movies, I realized, oh wow, how does one make a movie?
How does this happen?
Like how you see images when you're very young and they uh-huh. influence you a lot, and you think like this is reality or something. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of learn through the internet, mm-hmm. you explore and you read a lot, and mm-hmm. you know, oh, so lots of people are involved in doing a film. Mm-hmm. And the director is basically the one who has the vision, and he's trying to execute the vision, so like bring his vision to the screen. Mm-hmm. And I was very fascinated just by this kind of job, like mm-hmm. to, I think it's a combination of like writing your ideas and then doing them with people, basically.
Mm-hmm. And be able to communicate
your ideas, yeah, of course, yeah. Uh-uh. So I think that is just a fascinating job mm-hmm. in general. It's just, well, it sounds like a dream job. And since then, I've always like tried to pursue this dream, like of becoming to do like short films or music videos.
Are you studying to do that? I mean, what's your background?
I'm currently studying theater, film, and media theory in the University of Vienna. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing side projects like short films and music mm-hmm. videos. But I'm trying first to get my bachelor there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think about the relationship between theater and cinema, since you mentioned it?
I think there are a lot of components that are very similar. Mm-hmm. The artistic background you need for directing actors and staging on the sets. Of course, the element of the cameras is totally different
and the direct responding
with the audience.
And the fact that the audience is live.
The audience is live and you get an immediate reaction mm-hmm. from them. And so I think that is, there are some similarities, but at the end of the day, they're two different art forms.
Yeah,
you need to, of course, to separate it. And, mm-hmm. But if you watch like a live broadcasting, or not a live broadcast, like a broadcast of the theater, mm-hmm. like after it was premiered, you kind of see like there are elements that are actually very, you can watch it like a film because it's edited and there's like different shots. And so yeah, I mean there's definitely like that's why a lot of theater people go to cinema and cinema people go to theater,
of course.
I think this is very important also, yeah.
Of course. You mentioned that you are the ambassador of Stadtkino Cinema mm-hmm. in Vienna.
Yeah.
Which literally means city cinema,
yeah.
is that correct?
Yeah.
And you said before the interview, mm-hmm. You said that you are working there.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you do there?
Well, I'm just, it's a side job for me, but I worked at different festivals, mm-hmm. and I was interested in working in a cinema like part-time, mm-hmm. next to my studies, mm-hmm. so that I have a job where I am also in the cinema, mm-hmm. so I'm like surrounded by cinema actually the whole weeks, and I'm a cashier there, like, so selling tickets, and I'm in the cinema looking that the projection is like working,
okay.
and when there are guests, I'm looking that the guests are mm-hmm. like, for example, there's Q&As, mm-hmm. I'm preparing the microphones mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So very like basic stuff, but I get to watch the movies and it's like great.
So it's, you can learn from that.
Yeah, exactly. It's, for me, it's also learning, and there's lots of people that you meet also uh-huh. through the cinema, like filmmakers or actors, and you get to talk with them a little bit, and also distributors. So mm-hmm. you get a nice look in how this whole process of like beginning the film and then ending it up in the cinema.
Yeah.
Like, it's very cool, yeah.
That's true, that's mm-hmm. true. Okay, Daniel, thank you very much for sharing your experience as the Austrian ambassador for this edition of 27 Times Cinema.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to all of you. Stay with us to know more about the 27 Times Cinema initiative. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.